Carrie Playwrights Forum Radio Play Contest Entry Number 3, A Guy Walks Into a Bar by Mike Brannon.
I was at the JCPenney, and my wife says to me, "Honey, would you hold my purse while I go into the changing room?" And I said, "Woman, you must be insane. Hold your purse in these shoes?"
Oh, what a delightful bum.
Hey, do you say you teach at Harvard?
Yale.
All right, I'll Yale. Did you say you teach at Harvard?
Oh, bartender, I think I need another coconut mojito.
Coming right up.
Good evening, bartender.
Evening. What'll it be, pal?
Give me a beer?
Here you go, buddy. Let me guess. You've got a wife at home who nags you all the time, right? Or you do some kind of carnival trick? Or maybe, I know, you want to make me a bet.
Nope. No carnival tricks. No bets either. Not a betting man. And I don't have a wife at home. I'm a single guy. Never been married.
Single guy?
Never been married. No, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
You don't get it? Hell, that ain't a surprise. But I'll bet your wife gets it from all them Harvard boys.
It's Yale.
Hey, look, our musical entertainment. How's it going?
Just fine, buddy. Got everything in this bag right here. Where do you want me to set it up?
How about on the other end of the bar?
No problem. Let's see. A tiny little stool, a miniature grand piano.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, my daughter.
The Lord's blessing upon this place.
Shalom aleichem.
A priest, a minister, and a rabbi walk into a bar. What is this, some kind of joke?
You're exactly right.
Right about what?
Exactly. The redneck and the professor, the priest, the minister, the rabbi. It's a joke. Everyone, everything you see here, it's all a joke.
What do you mean?
Look, you know all those stories that start off with a guy walks into a bar?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. This is the bar.
I'm not sure I understand.
This place, this door, the beer signs, the coasters, the customers, everything. It's all part of the joke.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Here, allow me to demonstrate. Take a look at this bowl of peanuts.
Hey there, good looking. You sure are smart, huh?
The bowl of peanuts. The ones you just gave me. They're...
That's right. They're complimentary.
Okay. So this is the bar, and that guy setting up over there.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Are there any requests?
The one with the tiny little grand piano and the tiny little stool.
Yeah, the genie's hard of hearing.
What?
I said the genie's hard of hearing.
The genie's hard of hearing.
You didn't think I asked for a 12-inch pianist?
How long have you been doing this?
Too long. Way, way too long. I've seen pretty much everyone and everything at this point. Superman, the cowboy, a guy carrying a slab of asphalt.
Asphalt. Oh, one for the road.
You guessed it. Multiple Scotsmen, multiple Irishmen, lots of horses. Way, way too many horses.
Yeah. If you want a spring in your legs, how about a plate
of bacon
and eggs?
Breakfast time, it's breakfast time.
I told you, we don't serve breakfast here.
Oh, man.
I tell you, after a while, you just get a little sick of it, you know? Tired of the same routine.
I get that. You need a break, right? Change in scenery.
You have no idea.
I know your people don't eat pork. Did you ever cheat?
Just once. I had a ham sandwich back in my second week of rabbinical school.
Well, I can't say that I blame ya.
Your people can't be intimate with women, right? Did you ever?
Once. Just once. 2 years ago. With a secretary at my charge.
It beats the hell out of a ham sandwich, doesn't it?
So, what is this place? Heaven? Hell? Purgatory? Some alternate reality where every joke you tell comes true? Somewhere in the cosmos. Are there an infinite number of chickens attempting to cross an infinite number of roads?
I don't know anything about the cosmos, man. I don't have any reasons or explanations or even working theories. Maybe the entire universe is one big comedy routine. Maybe death is the ultimate punchline. I don't know. I don't know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. And I wouldn't know where to turn to for any answers in any event.
So why don't you leave?
Huh. Leave. Yeah, right. Like that could ever happen.
I'm serious. Why not? Don't you have the keys?
Well, of course I have the...
Doesn't this place have a light switch?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it does. Last call, everyone! Closing time! Closing time! You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Give me 3 shots as fast as you can.
Yes, sir.
Why are you drinking so fast?
You'd drink fast, too, if you had what I have in my pocket.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
35 cents.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Good evening, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
So, where are you off to?
I don't know. Somewhere. Anywhere. Maybe I'll let someone else make the drinks for a while. Find a tiki bar on a sunny beach and drink Mai Tais and coconut mojitos with little pink umbrellas stuck in them. I'll see you around.
What's wrong?
I can't leave.
What? Why not?
I don't know. It's like this place, this bar. It serves some kind of function. Without this place, you don't have the jokes, right? As long as all of those jokes are out there, you need to have a bar for everyone to walk into.
I see what you're saying. And the bar...
Has to have a bartender.
Has to have a bartender. Right.
Exactly. There has to be a bartender for the jokes to work.
I see.
What do you think you're doing?
How tough is it to pour some drinks and toss out some straight lines? Here, give me your apron. Why don't you go take some well-deserved time off?
You sure about this?
Absolutely. Back in college, I used to mix a fine Tom Collins. Just do me a favor. Drop by and visit me sometime. Maybe in about, 20 years or so.
Right. You can be the bartender, and I'll be the guy who walks into a bar.
Right. Wait a minute.
Yeah? What is it?
I figured it out. This whole bar is one big joke, right? You got the bartender, you've got the guy who walks into the bar, you have the setup, you have the delivery. What are you going to do for your punchline?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to leave here and go to the airport, and there'll probably be a long line to get a ticket. Then I'll book a flight to Hawaii, and there'll be a long line at the terminal. Then there's going to be a long line for a taxi. And another long line to check into the hotel. Then, when I get to the tiki bar down by the beach, I'll go to the bartender and I'll order a rum punch.
And?
And that's it. In my joke, there'll be no punchline.
See you around sometime.
See you.
And that was Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Play Contest Entry Number 3, A Guy Walks Into a Bar, by Mike Brennan. The guy and the bartender were played by Will Harris and Joanna LaForge, respectively. The various bar patrons were played by Drew Galino, David Kleonsky, and Mark Anderson. Direction by Jory Slotkey.